All right, we had a tough one this afternoon. A good Atlanta team. They got good skill people on the offense. They got a lot of speed on defense. And home opener, we wanted to do better than we showed. But I thought the first half, the guys competed and they played well, and it was a football game, you know, score-wise. Then the second half, we come out and we let some things occur. We start pressing a little bit, and then we ended up getting too far behind as the game went on, because we were trying to make plays instead of taking what they were giving us at that time. But sometimes that's the course of the game. You know, that's the course of this business, the pressure and trying to win. Some guys do that. I was kind of pleased with the offense, the way that they operated in the first half, the way things went down there. Defensively, we weren't able to stop them, basically, on defense, and they were able to throw the ball consistently. We did decent in a running game, but in the passing game, we got to do a lot better on the defensive side of the ball. The runners, I thought all the runners made a contribution. The tight ends made a contribution. The wide receivers, you know, they made catches. You know, so offensively, I think that there's some bright things there. Defensively, I think that the running game, the fact that we were able to stop the run, that's important for us. And now what we have to do is we've got to do a better job of rushing the passer and containing the quarterback, and then do a better job of covering overall. But what I told them was, I told them that the season is a marathon. It's not a sprint. All right. And even though we wanted to win this one, we were not able to win this one. We have at least 15 more to play. And so we cannot let this game negatively affect the next 15. So we have to learn from our mistakes and go back to work and get better. And that's always the case. And if your team will work to get better, all right, then you got a chance to get better. And then the next test will be next Sunday, all right, on the road. And so that's what we're going to look to do and see if we can get better.
Romeo, you talked about all the things that needed fixing by next week. I mean, realistically, the problems are pretty, you mentioned, were pretty widespread. You know, how long will it take to fix all of these problems?
Well, hopefully it'll take a week. But, hey, if it doesn't take a week, then it'll take 2 weeks. But we're going to work to try to get them better, however long it takes.
Romeo, I know you got to look at the table and see, but how do you divide up the problems that Tamba coming back, Brandon Flowers coming back would theoretically fix, and how, you know, and just other things that they're
looking for? Well, only time will tell. You know, we have to wait to get those guys back and see what their contribution will be and how that will impact us. But, you know, the fact that they weren't there today, really no one cares, because all they want to know is, did you win or did you lose? And we lost today. So we got to try to do what we can to try to win the next one.
Is Brandon Flowers at all close to being ready to play in your mind today?
Well, he's been doing more at practice, and so we'll find out next week, and we'll see what he can do in practice. And if he can practice, then he'll play. If he can't practice, then he won't play.
Was it a tough decision in your mind to not play him today, or was that a pretty easy decision?
Well, he hadn't practiced much, so we didn't play him.
If the defense has other days like this in the future, just theoretically, what gives you confidence, or what makes you think that the offense, in particular the quarterback, can keep you in games where the defense maybe is having a rough day?
The first half today, the offense kept us in the game in the first half. They scored points. They moved the ball. I thought that was encouraging.
What did you see from Castle today in the second half? What did you see from him?
Well, I mean, hey, we saw the game. We saw the first half and we saw the second half. Second half, he wasn't nearly as good as he was in the first half. In the first half, I thought he was pretty decent in the first half. Second half, he was pressing, like I told you what happened, all right, and trying to make plays, and then ended up with a couple of turnovers as a result of it.
You talked about receivers a little bit. Jonathan Baldwin, no targets, no catches. Where's his role in this offense right now?
Well, he's trying to develop a role in the offense, you know, and he's working at it, and I think eventually he will have his spot and he'll be making plays. But, it, you know, just didn't come up today.